Kentucky has one of the highest rates of teen marriage in the nation, according to data recently published by Frontline and the New York Times. As June Leffler found for the Kentucky Center for Investigative Reporting, some victims' advocates are taking aim at the Commonwealth's law, which has allowed boys and girls to marry as young as 13.
At first, of course, I was a 14-year-old with a crush.
In 2000, Donna Pollard was dating a man 15 years her senior. When she was 16, she went to the county clerk's office in a Tennessee town, thinking she was ready to marry.
Walking in there, I felt so empowered and, you know, like, oh, today's my big day. I get to get married and I'm going to have all this freedom.
But Pollard said the clerk wouldn't even look at her as she was filing the paperwork.
Then I realized, as she wouldn't even look at me, this was not a good situation. The fantasy fell off.
Pollard got married anyway, and that's legal. In Kentucky, nearly 11,000 minors have gotten married since 2000. Of those children, 369 of them were 15 or younger. For 16 and 17-year-olds, all that's required is parental consent. But younger kids can marry too, with approval from a district judge. In those cases, there's one requirement. The girl has to be pregnant. And since the age of sexual consent is 16, this creates a loophole for adults who have sex with minors. If they get married, the adult can't be prosecuted for statutory rape. John Alexander is a former Barron County district judge. 13 times between 2010 and 2016, children asked him for permission to marry. Alexander approved all of the petitions, including a 15-year-old and a 30-year-old.
There's nothing in the statute that differentiates people that are a year apart in age from 10 or 12 or 15 years apart in age. As a district judge, I felt like I was compelled to follow, whether I personally agreed with it or not. I hope that makes sense.
Child advocates say underage marriage puts kids at risk for abuse. Donna Pollard says that's what happened to her. She grew up with an abusive mother and as a teenager landed in a behavioral facility. There, she met her future husband who worked as a counselor.
I felt that he was the only person in this world that understood me or that cared for me.
Pollard's mom consented to the marriage.
Didn't take long at all for him to become very abusive.
85% of minors that marry in Kentucky are girls. And according to a 2012 federal study, teen brides are two-thirds more likely to get divorced within 15 years than those who marry later. They also end up with less education and higher rates of poverty and are particularly vulnerable to domestic violence. University of Kansas professor Nick Surrett chronicled the history of child marriage. He says child marriage is declining, but it's still a part of life for some girls, especially in rural and poor areas.
Poor girls generally don't see themselves going to college or graduate school. They expect to get married at some point regardless. Doing it earlier rather than later doesn't seem like putting off their life goals.
Across the country, there have been efforts to outlaw child marriage. Virginia and Texas recently raised the age to marry, while New Jersey Governor Chris Christie vetoed a similar measure. He cited religious freedom.
No, it shouldn't be a government decision.
That's Cindy Marlowe of the Christian conservative group American Family Association of Kentucky.
You should be able to raise your child in your beliefs and how you feel it's important to raise them, yes.
Years after her own child marriage ended, Donna Pollard now advocates for victims of abuse. She and other advocates are proposing legislation that would set Kentucky's minimum age of marriage at 16.
In my utopian state, we would not allow underage marriage, period. I also know how our community here in Kentucky works. There would be a lot of opposition against that.
For now, Pollard is searching for a sponsor who will take her bill and the question of child marriage to the State House. I'm June Leffler in Louisville.